The Viper's Nest was several blocks away from the glittering Vegas Strip. At one time, it had been a solidly middle-class neighborhood with picket fences and station wagons parked in the driveways. Now, calling it a dump would be a compliment. In fact, most of the block was nothing more than empty lots where the houses had been burned to the ground, leaving behind charred foundations. Or at least, that's what was visible to the human eye. Behind the illusion was a 5-story brick building with heavily tinted windows to protect the sun-challenged demons who visited. Inside, the club was as posh as any Vegas hotel. There was lots of marble, lots of fluted columns that soared through painted ceilings, and cozy private rooms that allowed demons to indulge their deepest fantasies. Javad strolled across the front lobby. He was a tall, slender vampire with chiseled muscles beneath his black slacks and gold silk tunic that fell to his knees. His curly hair was as dark as a raven's wing and brushed his shoulders. His face was lean, and his features were hawkish, like a bird of prey. And unlike many vampires, his skin held a rich color. He'd spent too many years in the brutal desert sun before being turned to entirely lose the glorious sheen. His eyes were black, and he was told that they smoldered with enough power to make grown trolls run in terror. On the side of his neck was a stylized tattoo that revealed he'd been an assassin during his life as a human. He couldn't remember that time. A vampire awoke without any memories or even a knowledge of who or what he was. Still, he'd maintained his lethal fighting skills, and added several more over the centuries. He was a well-honed weapon who was used to fighting without mercy, until Viper. The clan chief of Chicago had found Javad after he'd escaped from the brutal vampire who'd sired Javad and taken him into his clan. Eventually, he'd sent him to Vegas to manage this demon club. He owed the male everything. Moving through the lobby that was scattered with a few leather sofas, Javad's bare feet barely made a sound against the cool marble floor. He glanced toward the center of the room that was dominated by a fountain. He chuckled at the sight of the golden statue of a male holding a massive sword over his head that spouted water. It was supposed to represent Styx, the current Anaso, king of the vampires. Viper had a twisted sense of humor. His amusement disappeared as he was distracted by the vampire who had just entered the club. He'd sensed the powerful male as soon as he forced his way through the illusion. Chiron was one of the few demons in this city who could potentially match him in sheer strength, which meant that the male's arrival had his full attention.